And terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 3232 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 3232. Avant.com, code 3232.
Well, Little Rock Central here in the fifth inning, leading things off with Sammy Manning, and she grounds out to Gilbert over at first, unassisted. So one out brings Jasmine Brooks to the plate now for Little Rock Central. The first baseman 0 for 1. She grounded out back in that third inning. Swing and a miss here. 0-1 to Brooks with White to follow. Bottom third of the order here for Central in the fourth. Lauren Loving has pitched well this afternoon. Has a couple of strikeouts. The 0-1 is taken for strike two. Brooks stepped out. Now she's back in and ready. Loving's 0-2 pitch. Grounded back up the middle. Zimmer unable to make the play. Tried to get that in-between hop, and it goes off her glove into center field. Her second error of the afternoon, and Brooks is on base. So Peyton White will come to the plate. The right fielder is 0 for 1, flew out back in the third inning. White at the plate, and assistant coach for Central comes in. The head coach is Tamara Barnes. She coaches at first, and the umpires are going to get together here and discuss something. Coach, assistant coach is looking at his lineup. They're discussing something as far as the lineup is concerned. It's the first baseman Brooks that's at first, so they're going to bring in a pinch runner for her. That's going to be Burst. Yeah, he wanted to make sure, I believe, that he could use his courtesy runner as the pinch runner here, which he can because she had not been used as a courtesy runner yet this inning, so he was good to go with that. So Burst enters the ball game. She's at first, and we would assume that Brooks would re-enter the game when they come back on defense. So Burst will run at first, running for Brooks, who reached on the air. And the nine-hole hitter Peyton White is at the plate now for Little Rock Central. 2-0, Mountain Home leads it. We're in the top of the fifth. First pitch is a strike. The throw to second on the stolen base, and Burst is thrown out. Great throw from Yates behind the plate. She put it on the first base side of the bag. Zimmer covers and is able to get the tag down, and Burst is thrown out stealing. So the bases are empty now. And an 0-1 count on White with two outs. Hits this one into right center field for a base hit. It's going to get to the wall. Around first is White. She'll hit for second. She'll stop there with the two-out double. The third base coach has got to put his hands up in the air saying, oh, if we'd only waited, she would have scored on that. So White with the two-out double. Second hit of the afternoon for Little Rock Central. And Katie Latin will step to the plate. She singled, stole a base back in the third, was stranded a second. Flew out in the first. She's one for two. First pitch is high from Loving for ball one. Two nothing Mountain home here in the fifth, but Central with a runner at second. Next pitch is down low, ball two. 2-0 now to Latin. Latin, the leadoff hitter for the Lady Tigers. Next pitch is low for ball three. This is the first three-ball count that either pitchers believe had this afternoon. I'm looking at the scorebook. It's definitely the first one for Loving. And there is ball four. That's the first walk issued this afternoon by either pitcher. So now runners at first and second for Little Rock Central with two outs. And Skylar Wisnath, the third baseman, steps in. She's 0 for 2, a couple of ground ball outs this afternoon. Ground ball up the middle. Zimmer boots it, but it bounces off of her right to Payne, who's covering second. She steps on the bag, and the out is recorded. Boy, the third base coach again of Central just like, what in the world? Our luck can't get any worse right now. It looked like it was going to be an error as Payne had booted it. I should say Zimmer booted it, but it goes in the air right to Payne, who is standing on the bag for the out. Boy. So we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's still 2-0. Mountain home with the lead. You're listening to Lady Bomber Softball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 2-0. Mountain Home with the lead over Little Rock Central. Andy Priest back in for her fifth inning of work here. She's pitched well. She struck out five on the afternoon. Has given up four hits. Three of those coming back in that two-run third inning, though, for Mountain Home. She finishes her warm-up pitches, and we'll get this spot of half of the fifth inning underway. Courtney Green will lead things off for Mountain Home. Green, Payne, and Zimmer, the 8-9-1 hitters for Mountain Home in this fifth inning. That's where we started back in the third inning when Mountain Home scored two. Let's see if they can do it again. Green bunts it right back to the pitcher. Priest throw to first in time. So Green tries to bunt her way on for the second time. Green makes the play again. One down, and that brings Emily Payne to the plate.
Number five, Emily Payne.
Struck out back in the third inning. She's 0 for 1 this afternoon. It's the first pitch she sees. She's going to try to bunt. It's up the first baseline, and it's going to roll foul. Oh, nice bunt by Payne, and it just rolled foul. There was nobody, the first baseman, the catcher, or the pitcher, that was going to get to that one in time to throw her out, but it rolls just foul. And time is going to be called, and Little Rock Central's assistant coach is going to go out and talk things over with his infield as Mountain Holmes utilized the small ball here this afternoon with some bunts. And then, of course, the big hit by Tabor back in the third with that two-run double. So they're talking a little strategy here as far as defense and what they need to do. Payne is going to take the time to go over and talk to head coach Chris Cudworth. He does not coach on the bases. He lets Shelby Anderson coach at third, and Josh Lowe coach over at first. Shelby Epshaw helping coach this year as well. Former Lady Bomber, two former Lady Bombers helping coach this season. Two nothing our score. Mountain Home with the lead. 0-1 is the count on Payne. And Priest ready to work again. Pitch is high for ball one. Third baseman Wisnans is still tight to the line as she has been all afternoon. She's in another step or so. Here comes the 1-1. It's going to miss outside. 2-1 now to Payne. Two nothing Mountain Home. We're in the bottom of the fifth. And this one is fouled back for strike two. That one got a piece of the catcher, a piece of the umpire, went off both their masks, and they're both all right. 2-2 the count. Priest ready with that 2-2 pitch. This one's ripped down the left field line, deep and foul. Oh, boy, Payne gave it a ride and just missed extra bases down the left field line. It was fouled by about 2 feet and then hopped over the wall. So it's a long strike for the Mountain Home second baseman. She will step back in now, 2-2 the count. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the next pitch. Inside. Good eye. Count full. 3-2 on Payne. Here comes that payoff pitch. Taken for strike three. Strikeout number six on the afternoon for Andy Priest. Three of the six have been called strike threes. So back to the top of the order we go with Sydney Zimmer. Back in the third, the first two batters were retired, and then Mountain Home was able to put together a two-out rally and score a couple of runs. First pitch from Zimmer misses upside for, upstairs for ball one. Zimmer singled, stole the base, scored in the third, struck out in the first. She's 1-for-2. It's this one deep into left field. This one has a chance. Home run! Just over the left field wall. Zimmer deposits it nearly to West Road. And Mountain Home now leads it 3-0 on the solo two-out homer by Sydney Zimmer.
Exit number 10, Peyton Husky.
So it's now a 3-0 Mountain Home lead, and Peyton Husky comes to the plate. Zimmer's first home run of the season, RBI number 7. First pitch to Husky is going to scoot away to the wall for ball one. Want to know the count to Husky. Two outs. All three of Mountain Home's runs have scored with two outs. 1-0 to Husky. Misses low and inside for ball two. Zimmer's 2-for-2 this afternoon. After that, 2-for-3 rather this afternoon after the home run. Husky takes the next pitch, low and inside for ball three. And Priest, a little upset she didn't get that call, and she kind of waves her hands a little bit. And that's not going to help your cause with the man behind the plate. Here comes the 3-0. There's a called strike, 3-1. Husky was taking, obviously, with the 3-0 count. Now she's ready to hit, 3-1. Base is empty, two outs here in the fifth. Low and inside for ball four. And now brings the dangerous Mally Tabor to the plate for Mountain Home. Tabor flew out back in the first. She ripped a two-run, two-out double back in the third inning. They're deep in the outfield. In fact, the left fielder, Jordan, is almost on the warning track. She's just about a step and a half in front of that warning track. Tabor drove in six against Springdale yesterday in that 13-2 win. First pitch she sees is in for a strike, off speed pitch, and it bounces away from the catcher, and that allows Husky to move to second. So Husky at second with two outs. Let's see if Mallet can find a way to get her home. Here comes the 0-1. Swing and a miss. And again, Priest was able to take something off that one, and Mallet was way out in front of it. 0-2 the count to the Mountain Home senior. Tweaked that left knee late in the basketball season, still wearing a brace on that left knee. Here comes the 0-2. Swing and a miss, and she is set down on strikes. But Mountain Home able to come up with another run here in the fifth inning on the solo homer by Sydney Zimmer. We have played five complete. Mountain Home 3, Little Rock Central 0. You're listening to Lady Bomber Softball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Thinking about life insurance?